Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're great.
Two and one, Sean. Two and one, baby.
And about a dozen plays away from being possibly undefeated.
Well, maybe if they had a better coach, Sean.
And a dozen plays away from being 0-5-2. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no question. Starting to climb, man. Culture's changing. They're learning how to win. And it's been fun to watch. And the constitution of the team of having three overtime games and still competing, I love it, man. I love it. I love what's going on in Cleveland. I'm happy for the fans. And the Cleveland Browns are playing good, hard football. And like I said, you find a way to win ugly games. And when you do that, you've got chances. And then you'll take care of the pretty ones when they present themselves.
Yeah, they have played well. Tough challenge again this week, playing the Charge. I keep wanting to call them San Diego because it's so terrible.
Right. No, you're okay. I'm a San Diego guy. That's my hometown. Go ahead and call them. We still claim them.
What a disgrace that they moved that team to L.A. Huh?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You know what? That's something that's in the craw of Charger fans forever, and it's well, I went to USC and it's L.A. and I get it, but that was the Raiders, the Rams, and the Chargers were San Diego, and it still hurts a lot of people. But you know what? Are you going to do? You deal with it. And if they're your team, you still root them on.
I know. You know. Listen. Obviously, the Chargers presented another challenge to the Browns' defense this week. Phillip Rivers, great quarterback. Keenan Allen. I was saying yesterday, I think he's the most underrated star wide receiver in the league. They've got other talented receivers. You know, Gates is still serviceable at tight end. Melvin Gordon, and even this Austin Eckler is a pretty good player too. So they are loaded with talent, Sean, on the offense. Big challenge for the Browns.
They are. And guys, I thought going in, if we were looking for like a, I don't even know, sneaky is the right word, but kind of a somewhat under the radar, because the MO for this team the last handful of years has been get close and can't close on a consistent basis. You know, they'll get right there and then something will happen, but they'll always hold it enough to tease you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they got a great quarterback who will stand in the pocket. He ain't going to move much, but he's tough as 100-year-old leather. And they've got weapons. So going into the season, and hell, that's losing, you know, who was Verrett and was it Verrett that they lost and Hunter Henry?
That's right.
They're loaded skill-wise, guys. And I thought that they were one of those teams that could be the sneaky representative in the AFC Championship game. And I don't even know if sneaky is the right word, like I said, but they're pretty loaded, man. They'll run you. And and the thing this year, too, they're doing, I think, guys, they're playing good defense as well. They're playing pretty solid defense, and you know that they can get after the quarterback when necessary. So it's, I think Baker won 5 sacks last week against Baltimore, who's a good defense. So they'll bring it, and they'll give you some different looks. The key is, where's their DNA? Can they go across the country and beat a team that's feeling pretty good about themselves? But whenever you got Phillip Rivers and explosiveness, and you're right about Keenan Allen, he can turn a game over in a hurry and take the top off of defense, and then they can get you in that 4-minute drill and wear you out because they run the ball well enough. This is a good football team, man. And I think when all is said and done, while Kansas City looks like they want to run away and hide, I don't think San Diego will disappear from the playoff picture. Or the L.A., should I say. Just like, see what you did to me, man?
Hey,
you're done.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
I'll be doing it all week.
All week.
Don't worry. It's tough to get over that.
All the Padres got, all San Diego's got now is the Padres. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is. Great ballpark, bad baseball
team. Yes.
Sean Salisbury's with us on the hotline. Sean, some of the Ravens players, including Eric Weddle, was, you know, kind of had some sour grapes on Baker, and they said, listen, he stares down receivers. He should have thrown 4 picks. And I look at it and say, well, the guy threw for 342 yards and a touchdown, and you lost the game. It's tough to say the guy played that bad.
Yeah, I always have a problem with that. Yeah, after the game, isn't that great after you lose? Now, hey, I got all the respect in the world for Weddle and veterans, but I don't need the Keystone Light bitter beer face. You took a loss, man. Take your ass back to Baltimore and get to stepping, okay? And I'm a Weddle fan. He's a San Diego, you know, Charger is the way I look at him. So I get it, but, well, he stared down receivers to the tune of 300-plus yards. He made enough plays and stared down. I mean, and I'm being a bit facetious on the stare down. And he's a rookie. Yeah, he stares down. But I can go back anytime they want to sit and film because I watch a boatload of it weekly and show you a bunch of veterans who stare down coverage too. And then, boy, what a tribute to not take that as a backhanded comp, but he stares down receivers and still found a way with his velocity and accuracy to lead his team to a win. So look at it how you want. Go half empty, half full. That's usually what happens when a team, and we're talking about a guy, it ain't like they said this about a 17-year veteran. Yeah. They said it about a dude who's played, what, five games or so?
Two and a half.
Yeah, when I say that, I'm talking about the season.
Right, sure. In. Yeah.
So he's been an NFL guy. So I'm okay with that. If he stares down the receivers and finds ways to win, I'm good. Because at some point in time, he's going to learn not to stare down receivers, and then the rest of the NFL is going to suffer, and it's going to be – you can pee in my face and tell me it's raining now, but come see me as this kid continues to develop and get, and is, I don't want to say single-handedly, but is a huge part of changing the swagger, the believability, and that it's okay to win when we're not playing great football. And Baltimore is a good football team that's going to be hanging around playoff time as well. I know that too, but you know what? They can say all they want. We can go through and find a guy's head, go to the pass rush, and look at the receivers. I can find that in damn near every city I go to on occasion. New York Giants got about a guy who's 17 or whatever, how long Eli's been in the league. The second that pocket breaks down, where's his eyes going? His eyes go right to the pass rush because he can't move right now. So I'm okay with it. And, hey, sometimes that could be the highest compliment, saying, man, that dude found a way to beat us and he didn't even play his best football. So that's a good thing for Cleveland.
Sean, you mentioned the Chargers having to come across the country. Why do you think it is that West Coast teams seem to struggle more going to the Eastern time zone than vice versa?
Say that one more time. You just cut out.
Yeah. Why do you think West Coast teams seem to struggle more coming east than East Coast teams do going west?
Better weather in our part of the country, but man.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You come out here and you wake up and it's sunny. It's like, yeah, then you get the beer. That's a hell of a point. And I don't even know scientifically if we can put our fingers on it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know, you lose a couple hours. That's part of it. When you come west, you gain a couple. If it's East Coast, you gain in three.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And I think, you know, when we talk about rest and being able, guys disciplining themselves during the week, it's like when we talk about hydration. You know those guys who try to hydrate on game day and it's too late? Their game's going on, they're cramping up, and hey, man, give me a glass of water or a big old some Gatorade. It's too late. If you're hydrating on Wednesday in a 120-degree weather game, you're going to cramp up. It's the same thing here. If you're not resting during the week and planning it, you lose 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, now you can change. You just do. So, and whether as we get along into it, guys, it does have something to do with it. Listen, when you're talking about you're a team that plays and to practice in the rain or in the West Coast, we call practicing in cold weather, guys, if it's 40, 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You can't simulate that. So that's why some teams like to go there, hot or cold, and, you know, get there 3 or 4 days early and practice there if it's going to be inclement weather. I mean, how can LA or San Diego or those type of teams say, man, we're used to it. No, you're not used to it. And it does come into effect for some. You got to be mentally and psychologically and emotionally tough. But I just think the time change, it's a long-ass trip. You're sitting on a plane. Those guys aren't in first class. It's not like the NBA where they get one guy for three seats or whatever. It's different. And I think the struggle. Now, I don't like that excuse. But like 2 years ago, guys, we saw the Raiders go east, and they kicked ass like 4 or 5 times during their run when Carr was having an MVP season before he broke his leg that season. They went east a handful of times and played good football. But I just think that weather has something to do with it. You headed west, you say, ooh, man, it's different now. But what the East Coast got to guard against when they come west is this is not a vacation. This is a business trip. And you know, like when teams used to go to University of Hawaii or they go there and play, coaches always remind them, Colin, if we're not going there, this is Honolulu. We're not going there this is a business trip. And it can be devastating if they're not ready to play. So I just think the time change and the focus, and you got to have a tough leadership on your team to say we're headed east. And also, let's face facts. When you guys practice, the Browns and the Steelers and the Ravens, it's different, man. It's just as a different – I hate that. I'm a West Coast guy. It's a different toughness mentality. It just is. Hardcore, blue collar, punch you in the mouth. This is what we live for. There's a few more distractions on the West Coast, and that's a compliment and affectionate towards going into Pittsburgh. I played there, going into Cleveland. It's brutal, man, and you got to be tough-minded to do what those fans and those players do every day because it's different, and it becomes a habit, either good or bad, depending on how you approach it. And East Coast has always been a tough place to play, and then you got good football players, that makes it even tougher.
No doubt. That's going to be a fun weekend again for the Browns. Sean, we appreciate it as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Keep it up. And I mean this sincerely. I'm sorry about the your baseball team.
We appreciate
just,
that.
You know, even though I'm an Aston living in Houston territory,
yeah.
Go Sox, man. I'm a Red Sox since I've been 6 years old, that. So that's going to be a tough one on me all week. Battle it, fans.
Good luck with that.
Luck. Exactly. It'll be fun. So hang in there, man. Keep it up. Good luck this week.
All right, Sean. Thanks, man. Thanks, Sean Salisbury.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.